Genesis 6.
Verse 2. Verse 2, it says,
And his question is, what does it mean?
Yeah, he want to know what is the sons of God.
Yes, that's a big question. A lot of people have questions about what the sons of God are in verse 2 of chapter 6. I agree.
So I
think there's about five fairly good interpretations. We don't really know for sure. I'll say, we're not too sure. A lot of things we're sure on, we're not too sure on this. But the one I like the most is that the sons of God refers to the godly strain that was coming down. You'll see in the genealogy where Adam and you had Seth and the godly strain, like Noah, were all coming. We're faithful people who knew the word of God.
And
once they, the godly strain, lost their purity because they started going over beauty, over wisdom, or purity, then all of a sudden judgment came. It's just like in Genesis where God put the Jews together, but he made the Egyptians hate them. And the reason was that way they would keep purity and keep the teaching of Abraham with them. Otherwise, they would mix in the culture and lose their theology and conviction.
And
this is two principles that we get of applications that are taught in the New Testament. One is a Christian should not marry a non-Christian. And number two is that the church should come out and meet together and function as one to keep pure
and holy.
So as we keep our purity, God can work through our lives. Without it, judgment will come.